Eddie, well done. It was a battle out there at times today, wasn't it?
It was. I think with the conditions in the pitch as it was always going to be that. But I thought first half we defied the conditions really, played some really good football, controlled the game, played at our tempo and imposed ourselves on them. Thought the goals were a rich reward for our performance. The second half was a different game, but I don't think we hit the heights of the first half. But I think it was always probably going to be that way. Third goal killed the game and from that point on we saw it out.
Weathered an early storm, they hit the bar early on, but I mean, never a bad time to score. But to get two just before half time, knocked the wind out of their sails, certainly.
It did, and I thought our performance merited it. As you say, they came out the blocks quickly, as we expected they would with the new players that they had in their team. And that always made this game a tricky one for us. They were very motivated. But I thought we worked incredibly hard. There were some really good individual performances and some really good goals. And great to see Callum take his two goals as well as he did, really clinical finishes.
Particularly the second one, having just missed a great chance. Great to have a great chance to put that straight out of his mind.
Yeah, I thought he was excellent today. Again, not just the goals, but his hold-up play is improving all the time. And I thought him and Jan were a real thorn in their side, and it's great to see our two strikers score.
As Willow's been saying during commentary, centre-halves are almost more worried about how to stop Callum Wilson now than anything else. In terms of the rest of the game, you know, they're so worried about Callum now. They're wrestling him, holding his shirt, everything.
Well, Callum's a... with his pace and his strength, he is a real menace, and I think his performances have improved steadily as the season's unfolded. His goals are the icing on the cake for him. But I'm really pleased with the partnership today with Jan, who I thought was tireless. And you look at Jan's goals come from closing down and working hard in and around the box with a superb finish at the end of it. So it's important our goal scorers are scoring. But it was a really good team display first half, and as I say, I don't think the scoreline flattered us.
When they got one back, you had 5 minutes where they just had a little bit of a spell. You were keen to see that out, obviously, I'm sure, at the time.
Yeah, we were. I mean, I thought the crowd were good for them, considering they were 3-0 down and they didn't lose heart. And when they got the goal, I thought it raised their game, and we just had to be professional and see the game out and make good decisions. We did that. It was a very bitty end to the game, but I think with the scoreline as it was, that was no problem for us.
And a bit of nonsense towards the end. I mean, their frustration is obvious, but it's keeping your players, particularly those who might be on 9 yellow cards, away from that sort of thing.
You're taking the words out of my mouth, Chris. it was difficult because you're not in control of the players in terms of their emotional side. And it's a game at the end of the day, no matter what the scoreline is and what how long there is to go. And you're just trying to keep people's emotions in check and see the bigger picture.
Is this very much a sense of another one ticked off? Another potentially tricky-looking away game is ticked off now. On to the next.
It is. Today was a difficult game. Wigan... it's amazing how quickly mindsets of everybody can change, because pre-season we're going to have been one of the favourites to go up, probably with the strongest squad in the league, arguably. Today we've come here and made good work of them and looked like a really professional outfit. And now we move on to Derby, so it is, yeah, another game gone.
I'm still trying to work out how Sean McDonald got straight back up from that clash of heads. He's like Rocky.
I thought Macca was made of rubber when he bounced up off the turf there. It looked really nasty, and you did fear for him. It's great to see him on the pitch, to be honest. He's thoroughly deserved his inclusion in the squad, and I thought he did very well when he came on.
I was going to say, the fact that was his first minutes of league football this season underlines what a tough job he's had in terms of the quality you've got ahead of him.
Yeah, but it goes to show the attitude of the lad, because he's not been a minutes problem. He's gone about his work in a professional manner, and when called upon in the cup games, he's been superb. So I'm really pleased to see him on the pitch and do so well.
Finally, I mean, it sets it all up nicely for Tuesday night, doesn't it? A huge game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't downplay it and say it's just another game, because we're playing one of our rivals in a sense of the teams around us. But for us, it's all about the performance. We want to make sure that we give our best account of ourselves, with hopefully a sellout crowd willing us on. It should be a good night.
And psychologically for you, was it important to make sure you were still top going into that game?
I wouldn't say I'm not so bothered about league position at this stage. For me, it's just about winning. So I'm just pleased we've won today. We need to keep winning. We need to be consistent. You're not going to win every game, but you need to have that winning mentality and that winning feel. And it's good that the group's had that again today.